Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So today, inshallah, we will start. This is the first class for the Arabic. Okay, inshallah. And the Arabic language, sisters, it has some characters. Okay, which is different from any other language. Number one, the Arabic language, you write it from right to left. Okay, I don't want you to write anything because I will give you the booklet. It is like this. Everything is written. Okay, just I want you to try to concentrate. Inshallah. Okay, so number one, we write it from right to left. Okay, number two, the Arabic language, in Arabic language, we have the dots. Okay, this is the dot, for example, and this is the dot. Okay, number three, in Arabic language, you write the letters cursive. Okay, what is the meaning of this? You write the letters connected to each other. Okay, so number one, for example, when you open in the Quran and you look, okay, you notice that the words, in one word, for example, I can show you. I have the pen with me. Bismillah ar-Rahman. This one? Okay, I can use this one. Okay, and actually, so what is the meaning of that? You write it connected, is that, for example, this is bay, day, okay, this is connected together, bay, te, okay? So the letters are connected together. So now you notice that I write from right to left, there are some letters, they have dots, and the letters are connected together, okay? This is the main character of the Arabic language, okay? Now we will start today with the first group, and in Arabic language we will divide the letters into groups, okay, or families, so that it will be easy for you to follow, okay, and I will clarify to you what is common for every family, okay. So the family of today is called one-way connectors. What is the meaning of one-way connectors? The meaning of one-way, this is the one-way connectors, this is the group. The one-way connector is that you can connect any letter with them from the right side, but nothing on the left side. Okay, I can connect here, right side. But left side, this letter cannot be connected with any other letter. Okay, so what is the first group? The first group is one-way connectors. Okay, how many letters are the one-way connectors in Arabic? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So how many one-way connectors we have? 6 one-way connectors. They are connected from the right side. Okay, so let us start now with the first letter of the one-way connectors. This is the letter. How I write it? I write it like a stick. Okay, you see how I write it? Now if you, today because of the time, just I want you to look, then I will give you homework at home. Okay, inshallah. So what is the first letter in the Arabic language? It is a letter, it is, when I write it, it is above the line, and it looks like a stick. Okay, what is the name of this letter? The name of this letter is Alif. Okay, so when I ask you, sister, what is the name of this letter? I want you now to say 5 times, Alif. Alif. I want you, when you say Alif, you open your mouth longitude. Alif, 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 Alif. So what is this letter now, sister? The name?
Alif.
Okay, Alif. Very good. How you pronounce it? This is the most important. The most important is how you pronounce. You pronounce the Alif like the letter A in English. When you say Abel, okay, this is the A. Okay, look to me, this is the A. So what is this letter? It is called Alif. Now Alif, keep it in mind. But I want you to say 10 times, A, A, A,
A, A,
A.
But you will listen at home.
A, A,
A, A, A, A. Alhamdulillah. So now, what is the first letter in the... And actually, it is the first letter in the Arabic alphabet. The first letter is the letter is called...
Alif.
And how you pronounce it?
Alif.
Alhamdulillah. What, now, we will move to the second letter. Okay? In the second letter, we will have these two. Why? Because these two are the same. Okay, how, what is the meaning of the theme? The theme is that when I write them, it is a small stick and another one. One straight and one on the line. Okay, this is one. The other one is the same with a dot. You see, this is what is symbol in Arabic. That I didn't learn one, I learned two. What is the first one? The first two. So now I have these two letters. Okay, they are, we will consider them two sisters. Okay, why they are two sisters? Because the way I write them is the same. They look similar in the way of writing. But one of them is having a dot. Okay, now we'll start with the first one. What is the name of the first one? Dal. Five times. Dal.
Dal.
Okay, how you pronounce it? In order, now I want you to learn something, it will simplify to you. What is the name of this letter? Alif, for example. What is the first letter? So I pronounce it like A. Okay, now what is the name of this letter? What is the first letter?
Da.
So what is this?
Da.
So if you memorize one word, it will give you the name of the letter, and the first letter is how you pronounce the letter. Okay? So the letter del for you, dah, or del for you, these words give you everything about the letter. Del is the name of the letter, and dah is how I pronounce the letter. So when you see this, I tell you, sister, what is the name of this letter? How you pronounce it. Now when you say dal like this, you say how you pronounce it.
Da.
So I want you now to say 10 times. Da. No, not dal. I care for how you pronounce, because we want to read Arabic. Da. Da. 10 times.
Da. 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 Da.
Very good. Now we will start reading Arabic. If I write for you now, who can read for me this? Ad. Excellent, yalla. Let us say it five times. Ad. 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 And the day. Ad. 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 Very good. If I write it for you now. Da. Excellent. Da. Da. Da.
Da.
Very good. Alhamdulillah. Now, what is this letter first? I have to pronounce, I have to memorize the name. Then from the name, I will know how I pronounce it. Okay? I want you at home to pronounce these sisters. And I will show you now how we will write it. So that, alhamdulillah, the most important for the Arabic is that you do the homework. Okay? Without the homework, you will not learn anything. Okay? It is up to your effort. The more effort you do every day, you will have the homework, inshallah, when you will get the book. Okay? Every day you revise, you have your notebook, and you start writing and reading. Alhamdulillah, within 3 months, you will start reading from the Quran, inshallah.
Inshallah.
But it depends. We will know who did the homework and who didn't, when we will notice who can read and who cannot. Because all of us attend the class.
Yeah,
but if someone can read and the other not, this means that it is up to the homework.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. We already started reading, so you know, you have beginners, you have the intermediates, you have advanced. So.
No, today
the beginners are more.
Yes.
Yeah.
We could.
Yeah,
that is why the beginners should make more effort.
Yeah, yeah. We'll make more effort, inshallah.
Let us feel that all of us are beginners.
Okay.
Okay, inshallah. Actually, I want you to to feel that you are beginner, because inshallah we'll move to some, maybe you don't know it. So just follow, you know, as if you are a beginner. So now the third letter, which is the close to this one in the way to write, what is the name of this? It's the name is Zal. Like, you know, when you say Zen and this. Not like what we did last time. Okay? So I want you to pronounce it to them now correctly. Pronounce it. Go ahead.
The one we did last week?
The correct one.
The correct one is da.
Okay, say it to them.
Da.
Follow her.
Da.
Okay, keep on.
Da. 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 Da.
Two more.
Da. 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 Da, 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 da.
Excellent. Alhamdulillah. Okay. Now, how to write the same way you write the day. Like, small stick, vertical, another one, horizontal, and adult. Okay? So now, let us read again. Now, if I tell you, sister, I want you to read for me this word. What is this? Excellent. Again. Okay. Now I want you to repeat it with her. Now I will clarify to you why. Because what is this? This is a. And what is this? The. So it is as. As. Repeat it 10 times.
As.
So that you know how to pronounce Arabic.
As.
Make your mouth big in Arabic.
As.
As. Okay. Now, if I ask you, sister, I want you to read this word.
The.
Why? Because what is this? This is TH.
Yeah.
And this is A.
Yeah.
The.
The.
Again.
The.
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 The. Okay. Now, all this time, inshallah, is the sake of Allah, an act of worshipping, because you are learning the Quran, Arabic to learn the Quran. The, excellent. So now we write ad, and we write the. Okay? So inshallah, at home, I want to show you now that we finish when inshallah you will have the paper, you will read this one. Okay? Because this is, you know, the introduction, what I clarified to you. This is the same, which is here. This one is the same. Okay, I put it the same. Okay, that this is alif, a, apple, far, and this is the da, dal, dah, like the door, and this is the, then. Okay, so now alhamdulillah, you know these three sisters. Okay, these three letters, when you write it, the a and the da and da above the line. Okay, what is common for the three is that they are the three above the line. Okay, now we will move to the second group of the one-way connectors. We are still with the one-way connectors, okay, but now we'll start the second group. What is common for the second? What is common for all of them? Common for all of them is that they are one-way. Very good. But then we divide them into two groups. First group, we write it above the line. The second group, we will write part of below the line. Very good. What is the first letter below the line? The first letter below the line is what?
Ra.
Okay, the name of the letter is Ra. How I pronounce it? Ra. Ra. Okay, I want you to say Ra.
Ra. Ra. Ra. Ra. Ra. Ra. Ra. Ra.
Curve your tongue inside. Curve your tongue. Ra. Very good. Ra.
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 Ra. Okay.
Is bottom. That's what I'm saying.
Yes. Well, how she's
saying? Ra.
Ra.
I can see it when my tongue is down
at
the bottom.
Ra.
Yeah.
Ra.
It doesn't sound right.
Ra.
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 Ra. Ra. Okay. So now, sister, how to write the ra? Suppose this is the straight line. Okay. Half of it. Okay. Above and the rest is below. Or a small part of it, not half of it. Okay? 1/3 of it above the line and the 2/3 below the line. Like a curve. Okay? When I have the line like this, I want to make a curve. As I curve my tongue. Do you see how you curve your tongue? You write the same. Ra. Okay, the same curve. You make a curve. One third of the curve above the line, two thirds of the curve below the line. Okay? And so what is this now?
Ra. 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 Ra.
Very good. Now if I ask you, who will read for me now this? Who will read for me this now? Very good. Okay. R.
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 Now who will read for me this one?
Ra.
Now I want you to say
Ra.
Again.
Ra.
Again.
Ra. 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 Ra.
Alhamdulillah. So now we know the Ra. Who is the sister of the Ra? We will stop here. Who is the sister of the Ra? The same one, I write it the same, the curve, okay, but it has a dot. So alhamdulillah, today we learn the dah and the zah, the same way of writing, and one of them has a dot. Then we learn this is the Ra, we learn that she had another sister, and the sister we write it the same, okay, but it has a dot. What is the name of this letter? It is called the. The. From the Z. Okay? It is different from the TH. I want you to differentiate between these two. Okay? For me, Zain. The. Zain. You see? So it is more close to the Z. Okay? Z. Like Z. Busy. You see, when you say busy, this is the Z. This is the Zain. Okay? It is different than the TH. Okay? This is TH. But this is like the zoo. Okay? So now I want you to say Zah like the zoo. Okay? Okay, go ahead. Not the TH. Okay? Okay, so can you read it now? Say it now?
Zah.
Okay.
Zah.
Okay.
Zah.
Zah. Keep on.
Zah. 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 Zah.
Okay?
Zah.
Now it is clear? Zah. Now how many letters we have? We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. What is common? They are all one-way connectors. Then we differentiate 3 above the line and the rest below the line. Okay? And for this we have the letter A and we have 2 sisters. Okay? And here we have another 2 sisters. Okay? The Ra and what is the name of the other letter?
Yeah.
Very good. Now I want you to read. Who will read for me this word? Who will read it for me?
Za. 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 Za.
Okay. Now, Zah. If I ask you, can you read for me this word, sisters?
As. 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 As.
Do you have a question?
I'm just making a note to myself.
Oh, very good. Okay. So now, alhamdulillah, you know the A and the Da and the Za and the Ra and the, okay, and the Za. Okay? Now we'll have one letter, which is the letter Wow. Now I want you to look how I am writing the letter. What I make here, suppose I make the Ra, then what I make here, I make a small circle. Okay, for example, I will show you, but I want you to keep this circle in your mind. Okay, how you pronounce the letter? You remember the circle? Okay, wow. So you make your mouth like the circle. Always keep in your mind that this letter is the letter wow. 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 I write it with a circle and I pronounce it with a circle. When I, wow. Wow.
Wow, 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 wow.
Okay, and wow. Its name is Wow, and it will give you, you know, as if you say, wonderful. You see this circle? Wonderful.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Wonderful.
Okay, now, if I tell you how we write it, it is the same like the Ra, and I put what? The small circle, because it is pronounced with the Wow, and it is all circle. You pronounce it when you circle your mouth and you make the circle. This is the waw. Now when I tell you, sister, please read for me this. Aw.
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 Now who will read for me this one?
Wow.
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 Alhamdulillah. So now we finish this, okay? Now I want you to, when you will have the papers, inshallah, you will read this paper. This is how you write it. Okay, I clarified to you, but it is again written. Now this is the vocabulary. Okay, for this week, I want you to try to read it. I will read it for you now. Okay, so that you have it, record it. When you will open the website, inshallah, and you want to listen, okay, you will listen to it. Actually, and we will read it together. Now, what is the first word? The first word is this word. Da-a-ra. So, if we want to read it, it will be dar. Dar. Okay? 10 times. Dar. Dar.
Dar.
Again.
Dar.
Again.
Dar. Dar.
Dar.
Dar.
Okay.
Da.
Very good. The next word is, you see now, you start to read Arabic.
That's right.
Alhamdulillah. Mm-hmm. And you will pronounce the, you will memorize the meaning. So next day I will tell you, sister, what is the meaning of house in Arabic?
Da.
You see, mashallah. Okay. This is the second one. Who can read for me this one? That. Because this is the Z. And this is the A and this is the Dal.
Zad.
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 Okay.
Zad.
Who can read for me this one?
Zad.
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 Again.
Zad. 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 Zad.
Okay. Who can read this one?
Zaa.
Again. Zaa. This is the G-H-A. Zaa.
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 Who can read this one?
Ow.
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 Ow. I want to clarify the A. Okay, this one is a little bit difficult, but excellent. Word.
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 Word. Word. Word. Word. Word. I want you to try at home. If not, I will divide for you the letters. Okay? I will say wa ra da word. Wa ra da word. Wa ra da word. Okay. Now, what is this one? Ra da da. Ra da da. This one. Ra da da. Yeah. Ra da da. Ra da da. To repeat.
Ra da da. Ra da da. Ra da da. Ra da da. Ra da da.
Ra da da. Ra da da. Ra da da. Ra da da. Ra da da. Ra da da. Okay. Ra da da. The last word. This is the last word. Is wed.
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 Okay, alhamdulillah. Now you will have a homework. Okay, the homework is that, inshallah, I want you, for the sake of Allah, every day give to yourself 15 minutes or 20 minutes, just try, inshallah. It will be very simple and it is an act of worship, inshallah. This is the homework, okay? You check the homework. If you know, she will give it to all of you, the book. Okay, it is page number 5. Also page number 4 is the vocabulary. I want you to memorize the vocabulary so that you build the vocabulary. Every time you will memorize 10 words, after 3 months, inshallah, you will have 120 words, and they are mainly from the Quran, inshallah. Inshallah. طيب جزاكم الله خيرا ان شاء الله and see you ان شاء الله next week. Take few seconds, forget about the life. Forget everything, get everything out. I need to be close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. Amen. Oh Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. Amen. Oh Allah, controller of the heart, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship.
Amen.
Oh Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided.
Amen.
Oh Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength.
Amen.
Oh Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care.
Amen.
Oh Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness.
Amen.
Oh Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness.
Amen.
Oh Allah, our Lord, seek your forgiveness.
Amen.
Oh Allah, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness.
Amen.
Oh Allah, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor.
Amen.
Oh Allah, we seek refuge in you from a change in your protection.
Amen.
Oh Allah, we seek refuge in you from your sudden punishment and all your displeasures.
Amen.
Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds our last deeds.
Amen.
Ya Allah, make the best of our life our last moments.
Amen.
Ya Allah, make the best day of our life the day we meet you.
Amen.
Oh Allah, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell.
Amen.
Oh Allah, we ask your protection from the torment of the grave.
Amen.
Oh Allah, we ask your protection from the trial in lifetime and after this.
Amen.
Oh Allah, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes.
Amen.
Oh Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and
Allah. Allah.